what is probably the largest trial ever of its kind and not funded by a manufacturer, has questioned whether fish oil supplements or vitamin D are any better than placebo in preventing cancer and heart disease. The person who led the study, just published in the New England Journal of Medicine, was Professor Joanne Manson of Harvard Medical School in Boston. I spoke to her earlier. Thanks very much for coming on to the Health Report.
Sure, happy to do so.
I mean, this is a massive trial.
Yes, nearly 26,000 men and women.
And what was the proposition before you went into the trial?
It was found, especially in observational studies looking at people who tend to eat fish or people who have high blood levels, that they tended to have lower risks of heart disease and stroke and also cancer. And so it was important to test whether giving supplements of vitamin D or fish oil could actually lower people's risks of cardiovascular disease and cancer. Most of the earlier trials for fish oil had been done in very high-risk populations.
And before we go into what you found, people who are proponents of fish oil say, oh, well, it depends on the combination of kind of fish oils that you had and the dose and so on. So you better just address that now before we go any further.
The fish oil was 1 gram a day of a combination of EPA, DHA. The ratio was about 1.3 to 1 in terms of more EPA than DHA. And it's actually a prescription product known as Omicor in Europe and as Leveza in the United States.
Okay. What did you find?
We found with the omega-3s that overall there was only a small and non-significant reduction in major cardiovascular events, the combination of heart attack, stroke, and death from cardiovascular disease. But we did see a promising signal for heart attack reduction than with placebo. And this reduction was particularly strong in those who had low fish consumption. So those who were having less than the average fish intake, having less than 1.5 servings of fish per week, did have a significant reduction in the primary endpoint of combined major cardiovascular events. But those who were already getting that amount of fish from the diet did not have evidence of benefit. So it seems that if you're already getting a certain amount of fish from the diet, there would be no additional benefit of taking the fish oil. And we do encourage people to try to get omega-3s from the diet.
And you looked at the effect on cancer.
Yes. So for the fish oil, there was no reduction in cancer or cancer death or in all-cause mortality.
Now, you also did this trial in vitamin D supplementation. How much vitamin D supplementation did you give your participants?
We tested 2,000 international units a day.
And that's vitamin D3?
It is vitamin D3, yes.
What sort of cancer risk did you look at?
So we looked at total invasive cancer as well as some site-specific cancers, in particular breast, prostate, and colorectal cancer individually. And then we looked at cancer death. For cardiovascular events, we saw no reduction with vitamin D.
And the same goes for cancer?
With cancer, there was no significant reduction in total cancer diagnoses, but we did see a signal for a benefit related to cancer death. We think that these findings should be interpreted cautiously. They were not significant in the main analysis. However, when we looked at taking into account latency of cancer, looking at those who have been on treatment in the study for at least 2 years, we did see a 25% reduction in cancer death. These findings are what we call hypothesis generating. That means that they need to be tested further, and we don't think that this would be a reason for everyone in the world to start taking a vitamin D supplement. So this needs further research.
Which comes to the word that you used earlier, which is latency. So when you pick up people who you think are healthy and have got no other problems, they could have a hidden cancer which emerges during the course of the study. And what you're suggesting here is that your lower deaths, this is your hypothesis, that your fewer deaths could be that in people who already had cancer and that the vitamin D was influencing an existing cancer rather than preventing it in the first place.
Exactly. It's very unlikely that the vitamin D in this short a period of time could affect the first initiation of the cancer as well as cancer death. It would probably be tumors that have already formed. They're not yet clinically detected, but the vitamin D may affect their behavior, their biology, so that they're less likely to be invasive and less likely to metastasize and lead to death.
You followed these people in both studies for 5.5 years. Do you think the results would change if you followed them for longer?
We would have loved to continue the trial for at least 10 years of treatment, but that's asking a lot of participants who are volunteers. So we do plan to now follow them after the treatment has stopped to see if any new findings emerge.
So Joanne Manson, you've spent your entire career following the health, particularly of women, through the Nurses' Health Study out of Harvard, but also here with very large randomized trials. So has this trial changed your personal behavior?
At this point, it hasn't, but our recommendation to the public is that if you're already taking a vitamin D or fish oil, our trial does not provide a strong reason to stop, as long as you're not megadosing and taking very high doses. And the same with fish oil. If you're taking this amount, about 1 gram a day, there's no strong reason to stop based on the trial. However, we're not recommending that everyone in the world start to take these supplements, and we certainly would recommend avoiding megadosing. Stay tuned for additional results over the next 6 months. We will have additional results looking at diabetes, cognitive function, autoimmune diseases, depression, and some of these other studies may help to inform the benefit risk profile of these supplements. And for those who have very low fish intake, although we encourage getting the omega-3s from the diet, you may want to talk with your healthcare provider about whether you would be a candidate for taking a fish oil supplement. I think that has to be decided on an individual case-by-case basis.
Well, we look forward to you filling up the health report for months to come.
That should be interesting.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Bye now.
Joanne Manson is Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School. You're listening to The Health Report here on RN, ABC News and CBC Radio across Canada. I'm Norman Swan.